Okay, so it's much quieter now. Grand Avenue. The sign here says Corrugator Roll Room. Although it's on outside of a place that looks like it's empty now. And here's a big empty brick building. It looks like it might have been a firehouse. I don't know. It's got an arch. Doorways. Nah, this wasn't a firehouse, but it's a stately looking old building now. I wonder what it was. There's the Long Island Pipe Supply across the street. The giant Big Apple beer distributor is also across the street. This might have been a school. Today it's the Cascades Container Board Packaging. Or that's actually, I don't think it's that anymore either. I don't know what it used to be. I can't tell from looking at it. I started thinking school, but now I don't know. I just don't know. Now, if I remember this right, like I said before, the first time I made this journey, I didn't know where I was going. This kind of thing is a lot more fun that way, if you ask me. Not that you didn't. I've totally changed my mind about cemeteries. There's a name for this, and I don't know what it is. Maybe pathetic, but I was a glutton for sadness. And I would go out to these places and mourn the passing of all these millions of people that I never had anything to do with. I remember comparing myself to a woman who had been part of I have to look this up again to remember the details, but she would go to support groups for people whose relatives or family or whatever, just anybody they knew, was killed on 9/11. She would go to these support groups and talk about losing somebody. And then it was revealed somehow that she didn't know anybody that died that day. And she wasn't making money or anything. It was just strange. But she was like me in a way, that glutton for sadness. But I'm over it. I've always felt, though, that there's a tasteless custom that is common, I guess, in all societies, where somebody is introduced and she's very old or he's elderly. You know, meet Mabel, she's 102, and she gets a round of applause. I'm sorry, but that's... I understand the spirit isn't mean, but it's you might as well just go out to the cemetery and boo the dead, because there's so much luck in getting to that age. Luck of the genes, luck of circumstance, luck of all kinds of things. But you might as well just go out to the boneyard and, like, you know, focus on the infants. Like, boo, you didn't even try, man. Meet Mabel, man. She earned it. No, I don't think she did.